Subis, Paragalov Mishnah Zion. This Mishnah is really a continuation with the same theme, Lomdis and Machloikis, Tanoim, that we had in Mishnah Vov, except with a slightly different Knech. Hi Oimeres, Mukas Eitzani. The question over here is not, they're not debating. She's a Nimtzis Ba'ula, and she's Moida, she's a Ba'ula. But she's not Moida that she's a Ba'ula Sish. So what we had in Mishnah Vov was a shaila of when and what type of be'ila it was. Here we have a shaila whether she's a be'ula sish at all. Here I meres mukas eitzani. V'hu oimer loiki el adrusa sishat. You're a be'ula. Rav Gamliel v'Rav Elazar oimrim. Namenes. That's the shita. Rav Gamliel holds that she can be moitzi mama with her taina. We don't rely on her, even though she's a bari and he's a shema. It's being sacks to her. We don't believe her, even b'tziruf with the other element. The burden of proof is on her. Now, l'chor the tzuras of the shmeitza is exactly the same as the mishnah before, but this is tzorach yun. First of all, let's discuss over here exactly what the machlokes was. What are the two shittas? Before, we have a case where he's saying that the taina is clear. He's taining that she's a ba'ula. The poshut pshat in the Mishnah in Mishnah Vov is that he's saying he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. He could get out of the marriage without any ksuba. What is she saying? That it was tachtov and he owes her a full ksuba. Nistachva sodecho. Now, whether his taina of Oyemekhi Mekachtois is a taina on the full Mosayim, or it's a taina only on the Mone, that means, I married you, you're a Bu'ula, so Al Kaponim, it's a Mekachtois that I don't owe you Ksubas Mosayim, that's a Machlekes Tanoim that we discussed in the earlier Mishnah. It's a Machlekes Amiram, it's a Machlekes of Nachman and of Sheshes, and we paskin that it's a Mekachtois, the Pshuta of the Mishnah, Oyemekhi Mekachtois. But in Mishnah Zayin, the two possibilities are not whether she was a Ba'ula or not. I'm sorry, the shayla is not when she was a Ba'ula, if it was before or not. The shayla is whether she's a Ba'ula's ish or a Drusas or a Mukaseit. A Drusas ish or a Mukaseit. On that, is the Machloikis Mosayim or nothing, or is it Mosayim or Mone? So the truth of the matter is that there is a shit in the Gemara that if a woman was a Mukaseit and he was Kintza Becheskes Psula, it's the same time to Mekach Toys, and he doesn't have to give her any ksuba. That's the shita of Rami Bar Chama in the Gemara. The Gemara is l'maisa doicha that shita. So what we're left with is l'kuli alma. Hein l'fi the shita that holds by a bu'ula that she's mamash mekach tois. Hein l'fi the shita that al-kabam she doesn't get masayim. Over here by Mukas Eitz, the machloikis says he says that he only owes her a mona. She was a bu'ula. And what she's answering back is that she was a Mukas Eitz. That she definitely gets a ksuba. But over here, there also there's two ways of reading. Either you could read that his taina is drusas ish at, and you only get a mona, and she says back to him, mukas eitz ani, and I get mosayim. That says, like the shita that holds that a mukas eitz is bechlal nar ba'ula. She gets a full ksubas mosayim. This is the shita that we had in Mishneh Gimel, Machlok Sumei and the Chachomim. Alternatively, what you'll read is that he says drusas ishat, and it's a mekach tois. You don't get anything, and she's answering back, "I'm a mukas eitz, and I get mona." Those are the two variations over here. The other nekuda that has to be brought up is in the etzim shita Reb Gamliel of Reb Elazar. Like we said before, Mishnah Vav Barichus Avada, she's not moitzi mamon based just on the fact that she's a bari. It's a bari betziruf with what? So we brought up two possibilities. One of them seems to be the Maskonas HaGemara in the 7th Perek, where the Loshna HaGemara is the Ram Gamliel, Thalotzich Ram Gamliel holds starker of Chesk Zaguf. So over here also you'll say the Ram Gamliel will say that she has a Chazoka. And the Chazoka B'tziv with Bar Yishem is Moitzimam. The only question is, what's the Chazoka? In Mishnah Vov, the Shaila was when she became a Ba'ula. Did it happen earlier, before she was Nisaris to him, or that it happened later. So anything, any change, any shini haguf that could happen earlier, could happen later, there's a chesk haguf that happened later. So that's your chazoka. But over here, what's the chazoka? The shal is not when something happened, the shal is what happened. Is she a drus has ish and there's a hefsid ksubasa, or she's a mukazaitz and there's no hefsid ksubasa? Like, I mean, what is their chazaka? So the Rishonim already had a problem with this. The Ramban and Daf Tezayin, the end of the sugya, the extended sugya of Rabbi Gamliel Rishua, says that the efshe af b'mukas eitz ikra chazaka the gufa the cheskosan shaloi yu drusa is ish b'loi bal. Again, if a mukas eitz changes her status, her physical metzias, and it changes her status from a psula to a ba'ula, what's really the difference between a drusas ish and a mukas eitz? The physical shinui is there. Also in halacha, she's not a different, she doesn't have a different din. She's not a isha that was ksheira, and now she's psula kohuna. The discussion is over here, what happened to her when she was lav tachas baila? She doesn't become asura, not to him, and she doesn't become asura lekohuna. So the famous shtickle, the Beis HaLevi, has an arichus on this. Lo zechisi lohav na'imik asfar hazeh. He doesn't understand the Ramban. The Ran seems to be coming from the Ramban, and the Ran says a little bit different. There's a chazoka, cheskas benois yisrael she'enem mezanois. What is that? It's a cheskas kashus. We're talking over here about whether she was a drusas ish as a pnuyo. As a pnuyo, she doesn't become nesa. So there's a cheskas, what's called by the achronim, cheskas tzidkus. It's not a chazoka. Every woman has, l'mashul. When we talk about a shaila, whether a woman comes asura l'baylo, so the shaila, till now she was ksheira, and now the shaila is her status becomes, she's nifsal l'baylo, she's asura l'baylo, or she's nifsal l'kuna. That's going to be the subject of Yitzhak Shem of the next Mishnah, Vaita Mishnah, I'm going to be sure, that type of chazoka. But over here, if she was niveles, As a pnuya, her status doesn't change. Her physical metzias that she's not a psula is anyways, she's not. She agrees that she's not physically a psula. So what's the chazok exactly over here? So what they're naming on is that the Ran is saying that there's a chazoka that unseemly behavior didn't take place. A cheskas, that she didn't do something wrong. She wasn't nevelis. On that, the question is, the Achrayim, the Beis HaLevi, has the problem that, what do you mean? Maybe she was a nenso. So you could say Nenso is four types of wrongdoing. Not wrongdoing in the sense she didn't have it, but epis was teignished happened. Something that shouldn't have happened, happened. A mukaseitz is just an accident. You could say it like that. The achrenim are back and forth of this, not so clear. So that's the difficulty in this Mishnah. It's kemat not in the Gemara. It's Rishonim later on, Daf Tezayin. Legabe, what the chazok is, how this Mishnah plugs in with the Mishnah before. Loita other Loshin, in the Gemara, that the tziruf according to Rabbi Gamliel is a bari together with a migu is also slightly problematic, because in the Mishnah before, the migu was that she admitted that she's a ba'ula, she got herself in hot water. She could have said she's a mukaseitz, nothing bad happened to her, and she didn't. So that's her migu in Mishnah Vav. In Mishnah Zayin, what's her migu? She's saying that she's a mukaseitz as a pnuya. Her migu was she could have said, what? What could she have said? So the answer is, she could have said that she was a mukas eitz tachtov. Now, would she be believed more if she said she's a mukas eitz tachtov as opposed to a bulas ish? No. Your regular migu is, I said A, believe me, because I could have said B and I would have won the day. I would have been a ganzen nemon. Over here, she wouldn't be more nemon if she says she was a mukas eitz tachtov, then she says she was a mukatzeitz as a pnuya. So it's not a full migu, but it's enough to force the hand, lafid is lashon in the Gemara, to force the hand, the tziruf of a bari, keneged Hashem, together with a migu, that fourth, you had a better taina, so it gives you a certain amount of credibility, those together would be mitzi moment. Again, the ikud that we see behemshech hasugis later on is Rav Galil Ozabaza Chazoka. That's what we have in Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Ches. Now we have a Hemshech Rav Galil Rav Yeshua, but L'chayre in a different reality. The reality over here is not going to be a Yitzos moment. The last two Mishnayis, the subject is Rav Gamliel against Rav Yeshua. Rav Gamliel holds, she can be Maitzi moment, Ayideh the Bori, together with Chesaguf, or together with Migu. And in this Mishnah, it's not going to be the case. Lamazen. Ru'u midaberes imechot bashuk. This is a Loshen of Chazal. Midaberes means, b'loshen Nikio. We saw her being misyached with somebody who we don't know who he is. Omru lo mati v'shilzeh, Who's this person that you misyachas with, that you formed a relationship with? Ish ployni v'koyenu. She says she was misyachid. At this point, we'll call him misyachid. She was misyachid with somebody who was a kosher. By the way, the fact that the Mishnah says ish ployni, she doesn't have to mention it by name. The discussion over here is whether she has an amonus to say that he's a koyen. The koyen is also not important. The point is that he's a miyuchiz. He's not a mamzi, he's not a nosi, he's not a goy, etc. And the discussion over here is whether she's nifselas mikuhuno. Rav Gamliel v'Rav Elazar imim ne'menes. Now, l'chayr, the discussion is that she's believed. Over here, we're not talking about a tzos moment. So we would say maybe this din has nothing to do with the Mishnah before. The problem is, look at the Lashon. Rav Yeshua, it's the same nusach. Loi mi pi anu chayim. We don't rely on her. El harezu b'cheskas b'ula l'nosin l'mamze. Ad she'tovi raya l'dvoreo. We don't believe in her. Memela, the only thing we have left is a sofik b'fanenu. It's not obviously b'cheskas. Nifselas l'posel, but at least it's a sofik. Ad she'tovi raya l'dvoreo. Now again, without her tzos mama, what exactly is the issue over here? See, here's where we have a chiddush by Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim. They say that's clear that on a deraisa level, about an isha, you have a sofik, she has a cheskes kashrus. Well, who's arguing that there's a concept of cheskes kashrus? The problem is, came along Chazal, and Chazal said that for a woman to be miyuchis, that she's royal lisa lekuhuna. That's why the Mishnah is madlish koyin, not because it's important whether he was a koyin or a levi or yisrael. The point is that she's royal lekuhuna. Yichus lekuhuna, they didn't allow for marriage with kahanim to be just on the basis of a stomius of chazaka, the regular gidrei apsak. They placed a burden of proof on the one who's coming. Kiviyochel, you have to prove that you're royal lekuhuna. The dynamic will shift from the being the stomius that every isha abas yisrael is kasher lekuhuna. To being, go prove yourself, to the point where if there's a sofik before Nainu, it'll be on the same level of having to prove yourself, mamash like Hotzos Momen. Moiditoch and Rav won't work the same way in Holchem and Momen Achar Rav. We'll see in the next Mishnah, the last few Mishnahs of the Perek. But Al Kaparim, the regular Cheskas Kashrus of a woman, we know who she was. We know she's Bas Ploini, she's an Ishuk Sheira. There's no reason to change her status. No. Since there's a sofik before Neinu, ro'inuha nisyachid, so well, there's a sofik before Neinu, now ve'doa mehechitesi that she's ksheru, adarabba. Go prove yourself, mamash like Hatzoras Momen. So the machloikis on a derabonon level over here, legabi yichus lakuna, my laws of yichusin, like the Gemara says, is to turn the same thing that it has to be that there's no sofik before Neinu. And the same way in the two Mishnais that we just learned, according to Rav Gamliel, there's a bari v'shemo. She's a Bari, he's a Shemo. She says who it was. We're Shemo. So we're tiny. Hey, maybe you and Ifsa Lakuna, she says, Ish Plaini Vakoyenu. She says she knows. If she's a Shemo, nothing to talk about. She's a Bari with a Shemo. Her Bari, Bitsiruf with the Cheskas, her Chazoka, her Cheskas Kashus, will save the day according to Rabbi Shua. According to Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Shua, not. Let me be on Uchayim. The bari is not strong enough. It's not moitz. Even b'tziv the cheskes aguf lo yazin avos cheskes aguf. Now pshat in the Mishnah, the way we said the Mishnah was reinua reua midaberes. We saw that she was misyached. Midaberes is loshen nekiyah for misyachedes. Lamaisa it's a machlokes in the Gemara. It's machlokes ziri with Ravasi, and what we come out lahalocha is that ein oisun ala yichud. The same way in eshes ish. That's nisyachid with a man. We don't ask her up. The din is that an eshes ish has a cheskes kashrus, and a cheskes kashrus, we don't create a suffix. We're not choshish a woman for znus. A klal godel badin. We're not choshish a woman for znus. We're not choshish that she was in avelis. It's only in the case of the Gzeis HaKosov in Parshas Nosoi, where kino lo venistero, where she was nisyachid with a kinoi, over there we the Torah shaft the suffix. And that breaks through her chazok, and then we have a din of a sofik tumah, and sofik tumah, the halach is, she's tmeo, even tmeo kavadai. But ilulei that, the halach is, we don't ask her a woman. The same is true over here, be'etzem, the way we paskin, is that the maila osu biyuchsin, to make a sofik, and then she has to bear the burden of proof, to prove that she's a ksher lekuhuna, is only once there's a real sofik. The real sofik is only chal when we know she's a nevelis. So the pshat in the Mishnah will be ro'ua midaberes, will be ro'ua that she was miloshen dibur, miloshen chibur, she was niveles in Echad Bashuk. Now the back and forth in the Gemara is because in the next Mishnah, we're going to talk about the same type of shaila of yichus and knowing who the identity of the boil is, where she's a milberes. So we know for sure she was a niveles. So the Gemara will speak out that the Chiddush, the reason why the Mishnah says two cases, is because in the first case, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we would place the burden of proof on her and we would tell her, go prove yourself, let me pee on the chayim, even where she was only Nisiachid. And in the second Mishnah, the Chiddush is that according to Rabbi Gamliel, she could be Mafkia, Mesalik the Sofik, and clarify her status with her Bori, with the Chesagov, even when we know for sure she was Nivelas. But both are true. Lamaisa, again, like we said, we paskin that Ru'ua midaberes misiachedes, we would not answer. And this mission is only by Ru'ua niveles. And again, it's only din d'rabbanan, because Betzem she has a cheskes kashrus. One point in Pshat we forgot to mention. When we say she's becheskes bu'ula lenosin ulamamza. A mamza, we know what he is. A mamza is somebody who comes from a illegal marriage. He has a din that he has a psul love bakol. A nosin is what the Gemara describes as the nesinim, the givoinim, that came be made Yeshua, and they got Yeshua to be maskim not to kill them out. And they have a din of quasi-gerim, but Chazal l'maisa asr them up. There's a shaila if the issue is because of the issue of Leitz Chaten, or the issue is because of stam that they're mushchasim. Kimavur, there's also in Yevamos Davayin Ches. We discussed this halacha b'sachas Yevamos. Is a nosin of the nesinim asurim midaraiso midrabbonon. That's a shmuz over there. But vinishvi, she certainly, if she was nivelas lenosin, the halacha is that she's posel she's posel lekohuna. As an aside, by the way, a woman becoming over here. We're talking about a woman who is nivelas to somebody, or at least we have a suffix. She was nivelas to somebody who posseled her from kohuna. What type of bi'ilo asura passels a woman legabe kohuna? The rule of thumb is any bi'ilo that is posel lovoy bikol, says any marriage which is a psul kol with asel kohuna legabe bi'ilo. Any woman who is nevelis to somebody who is posel lovoy bikol is posel kohuna. There's a machlokes rishonim. If a woman was nevelis al yidei a mamzer, let's say, she's not a mamzeres, she was nevelis to a mamzer. So she has what's called the status of what's called a zoyna, she's nevelis lakuna. If a kohen would marry her, would he be chayv malchus? That's already a machlok sushanim. Do you need that a woman was nevelis to somebody, she'en bo tvisis kedushin, either one of the chayv krisus, or a goy or an eved where there's no tvisis kedushin? That's according to the Shita of the Taisus and the Ravid. According to the Rashi and the Rambam, they hold that even if she's nivellus only to Chayve Lavin, if it's a psul kol, the same way she becomes Osel Kuhuna, she also is Nilke Midin Zoyna. The Kohen will get Malkus Midin Zoyna. So that's our Din Mishnah Ches, where the Shaila is not on Hitzos moment, it's on clarifying Milo Osu B'yuchsin, and it goes against her Cheskes Kashrus. And in that we have the same Achleik Stanoim.